began back in 1990 by the late Ian Keenan. We're talking about Clean Up Australia Day. It's happening this Sunday. The chair of Clean Up Australia Day is Ian's daughter, Pip, and she's on the line. Good morning, Pip.
Morning, Richard.
Busy time for you. A lot of rain about. Hopefully it won't be too bad for Sunday. What's the focus for Clean Up Australia Day in 2022, Pip?
So our focus this year is very much around the pandemic litter and, in particular, the single-use masks.
Right. And, look, I've mentioned on numerous occasions, I think they're the worst. We probably see more masks lying around. And I know there has been, you know, calls for people to cut the little bits of elastic off. I don't know that too many people are doing that, Pip.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's just the sheer scale of them. If you think about 2 years ago, households weren't using these single-use masks at all, and you've only got to walk down the street now and they're everywhere, in every gutter, every roadside. And unfortunately, the thing with masks is that they take up to 450 years to break down. They're made of a mix of different plastics. They absolutely don't belong in the environment. I mean, there's some research that was conducted last year in the UK that shows once they get wet, they're likely to be leaching pollutants into the water.
Right.
So we're really calling on our volunteers to help us not only collect them on Clean Up Australia Day or whenever they do their cleanup event, but to count them and help us get a better idea of just how many of these have ended up as litter across the country.
Okay, Clean Up Australia Day, it's on this Sunday. How can we all help, Pip?
Right, so it's very easy to get involved. You can register at cleanup.org.au and you can either run your event on Sunday, weather permitting, or you can run it further out. You know, we support cleanups all through the year, so whenever you feel it's the right time for you to do it, you can run your event. We'll get your kit out to you and you can do your bit, so help us look after the environment.
Right. Well, helping the environment, the Return and Earn scheme, which seems to in New South Wales have been a great success. Do you think it has helped in keeping our environment a little cleaner, the Return and Earn scheme?
It has, Richard. We know in the areas where the Return and Earn scheme's been in place longer that our volunteers are pulling out less cans and bottles. So we absolutely know that putting a value on waste does lead to less of those items ending up as litter in the environment. So, yeah, it's a really good thing.
And in your opinion, do you think it should be expanded to you know, spirit bottles and things? A number of people have mentioned that. It's confined to your opinion.
Yes, I would love to see it expanded to wine and spirits and even detergent bottles and shampoo and any items that, you know, we need to think about these items as a resource. They don't belong as waste. They need to be recaptured and turned into new products. So however we can help to do that is a good thing.
Plastics have been a problem, well, since people started making plastic. There is a big vote due tonight at a United Nations Assembly, I believe in Nairobi, which, will go in some way to putting an end to plastic pollution globally. And I believe the aim is to put the onus of responsibility for plastic pollution on the producers. Your thoughts on that? Do you think that's a good move?
Well, I think that the move to have a unified approach around plastic across the globe is the right one because, you know, the supply chains are not restricted to one area. If you think about Australia, you know, our products, a lot of them are made in overseas and are sent to various countries. So if we can have an approach that looks at plastic production globally and we all unite to try and solve this plastic problem, that's a really, really positive step.
Okay. For those who would like to volunteer, what is provided in the way of equipment to make sure that everybody stays safe, Pip?
Yeah, so to schools Clean Up is this Friday, the 4th of March, and Clean Up Australia Day Sunday, the 6th of March. And to schools and community, we provide free Clean Up kits, and in there you will get your bags and gloves and the paperwork you need to tell you how to conduct your Clean Up. But it's important that you register at cleanup.org.au and you'll find everything you need there for you to run your event safely.
Fingers crossed, touch wood, for good weather on Sunday. Pip, and thank you very much
Absolutely.
For your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Richard.